Like so today, a little bit about the Gedarim of Nevis Das. The Mishnah in Kulin on Tzadik Gimel on the base. The Mishnah says, Sheleach Adam Yerech Noidi Kekodim Shigira Nosha B'Seicha Mivnei Shemekaymei Nikir. You all know there's an Isser of eating Gira Nosha. The Mishnah says a person who has a behemoth, he shechted a behemoth, and he has the leg of the behemoth, so he could send it to a guy that the gira nasha is inside the leg. Mishnah mekaymei nicker. Mishnah says because it's nicker, the makaim of the gira nasha. So the Gemara says shleime in chatukalei. It's mashma. He could send the whole leg, but if it's cut, so it won't be nicker. Sounds like. So it's going to be awesome. So Mari is the Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Elaim Baba Makam Sha'emach reason, Khatucha Nabi Lishadrilay. Mara Khulin in a few places discusses the din of selling a yid selling meat to a guy that's an avela. And the Mara says a cloud that in a place where they used to have one behemoth shechted in a town or whatever it was. So they would announce if a treifa was shechted, they would announce that. So everybody would know not to buy meat from the goyim in that town because they would sell obviously the treifa to the goyim, and therefore there was no shash that somebody would come to buy the meat from the goyim. But there were mekaymis where they were not machers. They weren't machers. It was a treifa. And in those places, it was always also to buy meat from a guy because you might come to buy treifas. So the Gemara handles whether we're talking over here, b'makom shemachrizin, because they do announce, or b'makom she'emachrizin. So one of the pshatim in the Gemara here is, b'ibayzeva b'makom she'emachrizin, it's a place where they're not machrizin that they sell treifas to a guy. Maybe he won't realize that another yid is watching him sell it to the guy. And therefore, the person is going to think that it's kosher. Anybody saying, "Mishum dekav ganiv leidait." Then the Gemara's last shot here is that the reason it's aser to sell this piece of meat to a guy where it's not nicker that the gira nasha is there is because not because he's going to turn around and sell it to you. That's not the problem at all. So, like the Gemara, the reason is mishum dekav ganiv leidait. He's stealing his das. Shmuel says it's also lignoiv das habriyais, even of a guy. But the Shmuel have a favorite man. Then the Gemara says the Gemara brings several meisim to apply this cloth. The Gemara says it's also lignoiv das habriyais. Right now, we'll translate that meaning as fooling somebody else. Here, the guy thinks you're giving him this gevaldige piece of meat, and he doesn't realize you can't eat it either because that's get anasha in there. So it's you being going to das habrias, and Shmuel says it's also do that even by a guy. But the Shmuel have a favorite shidmer and mekloli shidmer. So the Gemara Shmuel didn't say the favorite, but we learned it out. The Shmuel had he called over b'mavra. Shmuel was passing over a bridge, a ford. I'm like the shame paisei l'mavurei. Go be mefayis, and it wasn't an official toll, but you had to pay the toll guy. You had to convince him to let you go. So Paisei, he was Mephayasim v'ikpid, and Shmuel was makpid on how he did it. He told the Shamish, go give him something, and Shmuel was makpid how he had a peg on how the Shamish did it. My time, ikpid. So Amar Baye, Tanagolus treifa haba, he gave him a treifa chicken. V'yavin yalei b'mar d'shchuta, and he gave it to him in place, actually it's too tight in the word b'mar, but he gave it to him in place of a shchuta, meaning he pretended that he was giving him a kosher chicken. And he gave him a treifa chicken. Now the Mavra was a guy. He wasn't a yid. So there's no problem that you're being mashal him to do an isser. So what was the problem there? Rabbi says a different ukimtan. Pako amalei lashkuye v'ashkei v'chamer mezika. He said, give him a jug of wine. Give him some mechleis, some schnapps. And he gave him watered down schnapps. He didn't give him. He pretended, I guess, that it was full 100%, and it was really only 50%, whatever it was. So what if we learn it from this ma'isa? The man that a treifava amalei that he told him it was a my tisha yisur. He was makbid for a side reason. He said, "You're keeping around this, so you should have destroyed." The man that made paka amleleshkuyeh and paka chaya mashma is mashma. It's and paka is mashma. Give him raw wine. Give him without it being mixed. So it's like he said beferish that he's giving him one thing and he gave him something else. That's the Gemara. So Zakti Gemara that it's aser to go ahead and trick a guy. It's aser to go ahead and give him send him meat that he thinks you could eat, that he thinks is kosher meat, doesn't have gid anasha in it, and it does. Or it's also aser to tell him, let's say the last case, to tell him you're giving him tamra chaya when it's not chaya, it's mixed with wood. Then the Gemara brings a few other cases. Tanya Yarmei or Aimer, Ayisarev Adam Lachavei, right? Let's say that's like a person shouldn't pressure somebody to eat by him. The idea by Sha'ina Sayyidina, he knows he's not going to eat by him. It happens all the time. You go to somebody and you invite him for a Suda, you invite him for Shabbos, you invite him to your Chasana, whatever it is, and you call him a bunch of times to come just so that you'll look good. That you try to get him to come. Right, but you know he's not going to come. But you want to look good. So I have the idea of Hashem is Sayyid, but Yarbe like a Takravis. You can't try to send them stuff. The idea of Hashem is Makabal, he sends them a present, you know he's going to send it back. You know he's going to rip up the check. So you're not allowed to do that. Well, Yiftach like Chavi Isamachura Islachenveni, we'll see maybe there's another gear study, but you can't open barrels that are sold to the Chenveni, Elam Kain Idea, unless he told them. So the way Rashi's Mazra over here is, once they would open a barrel, so it would go, it would spoil quicker. So it was a big covet to somebody to show him that you're opening a new barrel. He came to eat by you or whatever it was, and you're opening a new barrel for him. So that's a covet because you're showing that it's worth it for you to have him, even though it's gonna spoil quicker. Right? You open the new bottle of soda, let out all the fizz to pour him a cup. It's a bigger cover than if you take an open bottle out of the fridge. I don't know if that's a bizman as well. It's a bigger cover, but that's the musik. So here, he already sold it to the Chenveni. The Chenveni already contracted from him that he's going to buy this wine from him. So he's not losing anything by opening the barrel for him, because as soon as he is the next day, the Chenveni is going to come pick it up, whatever it is. So you're tricking him to show him you're being mechaber. So it's like the Gemara, you're not allowed to do that. And I can't say to him, you know, he's not interested in smearing any oil. And you tell him, you take out a barrel and you say, take some oil. Meanwhile, it's empty. The barrel's empty, but you know he's not gonna do it. Ben b'shvil kvaydai mutter. If you're doing it not because, like we'll see, not because he'll appreciate your gesture, but you're doing it to be mechabed him, to show him what you hold of him, even though you know he's not going to do it, then it's mutter. That's the line of the Gemara. Eini ba'ula ikla vei Rabbi Yehuda, apostle lei chavi ha'samachura yislechen v'ni. I, Frekti Gemara, we said you can't open the barrels to somebody when it's sold already to the chenveni. I, Ula, visited Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda opened the barrel for him that was sold to the Chenveni. So Zakti Gemara Tuti Rutsim. I do a Yaideh. He told him. He told him it's already sold, so therefore he didn't feel that he wasn't tricking him. Ibai say Mashani Ula. The Chaviv Leila Rabbi Yehuda, the Balav Hachinami Tzuchai Miftachle. Ula was so chashit to Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't tricking him, because he would open a barrel for him anyway. It happened to be that this barrel was already sold to the Chenveni and he wasn't losing anything. But even if it wasn't sold to the Chenveni, he would have done it. So then he's not tricking him by showing him what level of chashivas he gives him, because he's actually, he would do that even under other circumstances, and therefore it's mutter. Then the Gemara brings a couple other examples. Layelich adam lebeis ha'avol v'yodei lodin ha'meskashkish layimalenu mayim neshimateyu. You can't go to an avol with a barrel of wine or a jug of wine like you show that you're going to give him. You know he's not going to take it, and really it's empty, or really it's not full. Really it's miskashkesh. It's empty. It's banging around. Well, yeah, malenu mayim. You can't fill it with water. I mean, neshimateyu, because you're tricking it. V'miyeshom chever ir mutter. And again, Zakti Gemara, if there's a chever ir, Rashi says that there's a other chaburis, a bunch of people in the city, and this way they'll see that you want to be mechabed this person. You're not doing it so that the person will appreciate. But you're doing it to show him kavod, then it's mutter to go ahead and do that. That other people will see that, how much you're matching.
Would smiling at someone you don't want to smile at,
we'll get to the garden. Let's just go through first the cases in the Gemara. Then the Gemara gets back onto the case of selling to a guy. But at the end of the whole Gemara, and Tzadik Dalon Mebeis, so the Gemara brings another Maisa. Gemara brings Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Nafal Bissel of Nechela. The Lema Nafal Trek Fossil of Nechela, Loizadni. Vacham Mati Luhu. Inu the kamatu nafshayu. Gemara brings a ma'aser that he sold meat to the guy, and it wasn't kosher. So the Gemara says, he's tricking them. So the Gemara, inu the kamatu nafshayu. They were tricking themselves. He didn't tell them anything about the meat. He didn't tell them it's kosher meat, trade for meat, what it is. And they assumed one thing, but they assumed that, and they had no reason to assume it. So then, that's not a problem. Inu the kamatu nafshayu. The Gemara brings a ma'aser. Ki hod demar zutzer beid rav Nachman. And this is also something that we have this kind of ma'isa. Marzutzer Beidu Rav Nachman Abi Ka'azul Mi Sichra Lebei Mechuza. Marzutzer Beidu Rav Nachman was traveling from Sichra to Bei Mechuza. But Rabbi Rav Safra Abi Ka'azul Le Sichra. And Rabbi Rav Safra were coming to Sichra. So they met him, Pogu Adad, they met him on the way. He was going one way, they were going the other way. And they met him on the way. Who saw La'api with the Ka'azul? He thought they came to be mekabel panim, to go ahead and greet him. So amaluhu lomaluhu rabbanan the shriach v'asuf kuliyah. Why do you have to go be matriach to come so far out of your way to go be to go greet me? Amalei rav safra anonai aviyadin and the kasamya. We didn't know that you were coming. We didn't do it to go ahead and greet you. We didn't know you were coming. He aviyadinan tvei avidachina. But if we would have known, we would have gone even further. That's what he said. Amalei Rava, my Kaimer Amalei Achi. So Rava said to Rav Safra, "Why did you tell him that we didn't know?" He made him feel here. He felt so good that we came to greet him. And you told him, "No, we didn't come to greet him. We didn't know he was coming." Oh, very nice. You made it better by telling him. We would have gone further if we would have known. But why did you do that? Amalei Vakamati Nalei. Otherwise, we're tricking him. He thinks we came to greet him. You the Kamati Nashi. No, he tricked himself. We didn't say anything to him. We didn't tell him we were coming to go ahead and be mekabel panim or not to be mekabel panim. He assumed we were coming to be mekabel panim, so you don't have to tell him that that's not why you were coming. Okay. Adkan the Gemara. So Rashi is, what's the difference? Rashi and Taisis both is, what's the difference between the case before? The Gemara brought the case of Ula visited Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda opened the barrel that was machor to the chenveni, and he didn't tell him. So the Gemara there said, "How could he do that?" So the Gemara said two pshatim. Either he told him it was machor chenveni. Then the Gemara said because it was lechvaydain, so it was mutter. Because he would have done it anyway, so it's mutter. He would have done it even if it wasn't machor chenveni, so it's mutter. So over here the Gemara says that they went out to greet him. They didn't go out to greet him. They met him on the way. And the Gemara says that Rav Safra said that, Rav said that since we didn't say anything to him, he just assumed it himself, so that's why it's mutter. So Rashi says over here like this. Rashi says, V'aydi katani le'am neshe ma'teyu, v'maychalai b'cheska shkuta. The only iser is when you don't say anything. I'm sorry, the only iser, Zakir Ashi, is when you say something. If you say you're opening the barrel for him, Zakir Ashi, then it's awesome. But if you don't say anything and he assumes you opened it for him, then it's mutter. Zakir Ashi. And that's what he brings from Rava. Rava says that it's only also when you say, you came out to greet him. But over here, where he assumed, who is it again? Marzutra Beidu Rav Nachman assumed that they came to greet him. Rava said, he tricked himself. So there's no problem doing such a thing. So Rashi says, by the barrel case has to be that he said, I told you I'm opening it for you. Then it's also. But if you assumed I opened it for you, and that I'm willing to lose the money, then it's mutter. So Taisus here argues, Taisus says, bang near it, the ha elam kain idea katani, the mashu afilu bistam asa. Before it said, unless you tell him that you sold it to the chan, then it's asa. Mashu minastam, it's minastam, it's asa. And boy, my parak mir Rabbi Huda, what's the maisu of Rabbi Huda? The maisu of Rabbi Huda is he told him he opened the friend? That doesn't make sense. He didn't open it. Ilamaisa, he was makar to the chan. So aval hacha, yibayilu la sugi had the zazak taisis, lakak nira da hasam bistam. But also, mishum the einai reyach lasuke adaita the mekuris lechendim. Alahacha yibayilu lasuke adaita the treifim. Mazuta yibayilu lasuke adaita shaloi likrosa yoyubay melu l'seirach atzma. Zoktaisis, it depends on the circumstances. In the case of the barrel, he goes to visit somebody's house. There's no reason why he would assume that the barrel was sold to somebody else. So therefore, the situation is set up as presented. Is that I'm doing it for you? So then I have to tell you that I didn't open it just for you. Mashenkin over here, they were traveling on the road. They met. So there's nothing in the fact that they met that says that they came out to greet him. He shouldn't have assumed that they came out to greet him. So in Ihu the Matin Afshe, he tricked himself because there's nothing about the situation that says that they did it for him. The Taisus is already setting up. So there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds the Isser over here is when you say something that tells the person that you did it for him. That's when there's this Isser of Gnei V'Stam. But if you don't say anything and he makes assumptions, then it's Mutter. Masha Enkein, Taisus holds that even if you don't say anything, but it's in a circumstance where it's natural to assume that that's the situation, then you mechuyav to tell him that it's not for him. But If it's not something about the situation that says to assume that way, then there's no iser. Then you're not mechuyev to tell the person you didn't do for him. Okay. Atkan the shakavatari in the gemara. Now, Rashi throughout the gemara explains that what is the gaine daita here? What's going on? What does that phrase mean? What does it mean gaine daita? So Rashi says. Let's pick the first time it says it. By the way, when he sold him the meat that the Ginah Nasha was in. So Rashi says, "Davi kacham kasaver she sells ze ayavay ma'ay." He thinks he still likes him a lot. She takna b'tarach by when and he cut up the meat for him. Lito gida to cut take out. He thinks that he took out the Ginah Nasha. At she nearest la'atzmai until it was right for himself, and then he gave it to the guy. Back on Nasan Loi, Behu Loi Not Loi Ben Nimsa Zakashi Magzik Loi Toiva Chinam. It turns out that the guy is Magzik Loi Toiva for nothing. And Rashi says that phrase throughout the Gemara. Let's pick one of the other ones. The Gemara says, when he's pressuring the person to eat by him, and he knows he's not going. So Loi Yatsiboy, he shouldn't pressure him. Hail the idea, Shalai Yatsi, you know he's not going to come. Your guy named Daitai that is going to be Machzik Taiva Bechinam. He thinks that he really wants, likes him very much and he wants him to come. Again, in the next one, Rashi says he's to open the barrel. So Rashi says throughout the Gemara, the problem of Gneivas Daat is not that you're fooling the person. The problem is, the person now is going to owe you back a favor. Shemachzik leitai v'china means that we find this throughout Shas. The machzik leitai means that he owes you back. So you're stealing from him. Nazrashi learns that the Isser Gnevas Das is the same Isser we find throughout. Maybe it's an extension of that Isser. You're not actually sticking your hand in the guy's pocket and taking out his money. But it's the Geder Gnevas. Because now he's going to try to do a favor for you. He's going to owe you back a favor. He's going to invite you back. You pushed him and pushed him to come to eat by you, and you didn't mean it, because you knew he's very firm, he doesn't eat by anybody else's house, or he only likes his wife's cooking, or whatever his cheshbon was. But now he's going to invite you. Okay, you like his wife's cooking. He doesn't like your wife's cooking. So he's going to be masa like taiva lechina. For nothing, he's going to owe him a favor. Same thing by the guy, the same thing by the case of the barrel. He's going to be masa like taiva lechina, and therefore, it's usher to go ahead and do. is Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina says a line like this. Rabbeinu Yaina is in Shar Gimel, Kuf Bei Dalin. He says probably how I think we always assume this of Nevis Das. He says his lashon is like this: Mishi Atas Chaveray Lemar Ki Asim My Taiva Aydiber Taiva Lof Belay Asa. Somebody who tricks his friend to think that he spoke good about him or he did something good for him. It's also to be gained das abriyos, even a guy. This chet by the chachma yisrael is more chomer than stealing from the guy. Yan of a yan kisvas sheker ashma rabba, speaking sheker is an ashma rabba. Mischayavnu al gidrei ha'emes kuhu miyisaydei ha'nefesh. And we're chayiv al gidrei ha'emes because it's from the yisaydei ha'nefesh. That can the lashon of Rabbeinu Yaina. So Rabbeinu Yaina is bavarning a kasha. Pasha said everybody had when I read the Gemara. Shmuel's a chadish lach. Also lignei das abriyes afilu. What was his first lashon? Also lignei das abriyes afilu daite shalei v'kechav. So the problem is those who learn about the Kabbalists here certainly know there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Where the Gnevas Akum, Gezel Akum, is also a Mutter. There's Machlaikas in the Gemara. Many Sheitas in the Gemara hold that to actually steal from a guy is Mutter. And depending on the drashas that the Gemara brings over there, and other Sheitas in the Gemara hold it's Mutter, it's also to steal from a guy. Different Sheitas in the Gemara in the 10th Parak of Baba Kama, and also in the Gemara in Lamechas in Baba Kama, and Amar Vayater Goyim. There's two Sheitas, whether it's Mutter or also to steal from a guy. And yet here, it doesn't seem to be any machlokes. The Gemara seems to assume, as a davar pasha, that it's also lignoy das. Das abriya is even a guy. So Rabbeinu Yaina is bothered by, why is it more chomer? Why is it pasha to the Shmuel? That it's also lignoy the das of a guy, and it, on the other hand, it's mutter to steal. There are at least stadim in the Gemara, at least shitas in the Gemara, that it's mutter to actually steal the mammon of a guy. So Rabbeinu Yaina is warning that it's more chamur by Chazal to go ahead and be going of das, to fool a guy, than to actually steal him. Why? So he says again, if a Yankee sva sheker ashma rabba, mischayavno agidrei ha'emes kihu miyisayda ha'nefesh. He's saying that because speaking sheker is worse, it's paigeya in the nefesh of the person, and the neshama person speaking sheker has nothing to do with the target of the sheker. Speaking sheker is a chesaron in you. So if you're going to go ahead and fool somebody, so mamela, that's the chesaron that we're dealing with over here. That's the iser of gneivas das, and therefore, even though sticking your hand in the guy's pocket and taking his money, there you're not speaking sheker. You're not being meshaker. You're being very upfront about it. Right? Maybe the guy doesn't realize he's doing it. Somebody doesn't realize he's doing it. But lamaisa, at least our sheetas in the Gemara that hold that's mut. Again, Shalai B'machon Chol Hashem, without all the other prophets and Farshteitzel in the Yisrael of Gezalakum, but there are at least Shittas that of the Mammon, taking the guy's Mammon, there's no issue. Masha Enkein, to speak Sheker, Zakhtar Rabbeinu Yayna, that's awesome. Now, first of all, from the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yayna, is Mashma that he's masking to Rashi on Amud Beis as far as the Gedda. Meaning, Taisus holds that the Yisrael of Gnevis Das is even if you don't say anything. It's just if the situation looks like, Taisa says, if the situation looks like one thing, that you're doing it for him, in the case of, let's say, opening the barrels, Taisa says it's still awesome. And you have to go ahead and say that it's sold to the guy. Mashenki Rashi said it's only also when you say it. But it's still mukhaf that, you know, so it's mukhaf, Ramin Yayna, Lechaira, there's only, unless you say that there's, his lashon is svash sheker ashmer rabba, speaking sheker is ashmer rabba. So I don't know. Maybe he's going to hold that there's the same inyan of sheker, even if you don't say anything. But the pashtus is he's making the ukimta like Rashi that you said something to be mashma that you said something in mashma you're doing it for him.
So what about the case of the gidan asher with the guy?
So he said you're giving him this meat. Okay, maybe there it's so mukach. We have to figure out the gedder according to that. Right. That's what you say. I guess in Ozir it's cut up. It's cut up in a way that you say, I'm giving you this present. It's got, you're right, you know, there's got to be a gather, even according to Rashi, where you didn't say the words out of your mouth, but it's so muchach that Rashi's not going to have a problem in the lumdus, right? Rashi's not going to have a problem in the lumdus because Rashi is
going to,
right? Yeah, I hear in the case. Okay, I'm not sure. And you'll have to say then that there is a point where it's called sheker even if you imply something. You don't say it. So by handing a piece of meat and saying, I'm giving you this present.
So you make it broader off.
Yeah, I hear. You bring a good raya that maybe Rabbeinu Yehuda could hold like this. Possibly. I hear the thing.
If you're Rabbeinu Yehuda, so what's this whole new thing with Nevis Das, Nashna, and Sheker?
So, okay, let's... I don't necessarily want to talk about the whole gather of Midrash Sheker Tirchak, but it seems to be. I'll just throw out the kasha, and first of all, it's clear even in this Gemara that if I'm doing it lechvaydai, I'm allowed to do it, even though I'm lying, right? Or the paiskim, even the shak, the smak, the shulchan aruch, the kasha mishvah. Okay, I'll tell you the deek they make at Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Chav Ches. Right? All these halachas are in Simin Reish Chav Ches and Chesh Mishnah. So the Sma makes a deek. The case in the Gemara was La Yisarev. You can't pressure somebody. Yisarev means to pressure him to eat by you, and you know that he's not going to come. So the Sma makes a deek that to do it once or twice to say to him, come eat by me once or twice is mutter. Why? He's like this man. Now it's only pressure to ask him over and over again. Can't send him a lot of presents. The Gakti Vaprisha, the Daka Bekiya Gavna Lahasir by Laharba Ishalai can know who does to go over the line. Abel Ladaber like Pamachas Ushtaim Bo Achelimi to go and say to him once or twice, come eat by me, mutter, even though you know he's not coming. If you don't invite him, so he's gonna be mavuza. He's gonna think you don't like him, or people are gonna think he's not kosher. People come and see him come in, and you're not mechabin him. They're gonna say, he must be such a mavuza person. You didn't even invite him. Obviously, we're talking in such type of circumstances. Not everybody's not gonna know that the reason I'm not inviting him is because he knows, I know he's not going to eat by me. Right? So if somebody comes to shul, you know he's a very frumer person, he doesn't eat by anybody else, he keeps his chicken in his hat, like a blaze of silver, and you know that there's no tzad he's going to eat by. So, but you still say, come eat by me, once, twice, we can't pressure him to make it look like you really, really want him. But that he shouldn't be mavuzah by everybody else, that you could do. Even though you know that, and you and him both know that you're not really inviting, that you know he's not really going to come. So you see, there's a gather of, it's the same sheker, as far as the sheker shabbat, it's the same sheker. But it's not, you're doing it that you shouldn't be mevuzah, it's mutter. Or lamashal, we're all aware that the Gemara in Ksubas. Keitzim rakim ufnei akala, kala beishame beisilo says, kala no vachasu. Which means what? That you're supposed to say, even if she's ugly, and even if she's not a chasuda, she's a whatever. You're supposed to tell the chasen or dance in front of the kala, whatever they make the diukim, whether it's for the chasen, for the kala, whichever one it is. But lemaisa kala nava chasuda, you're supposed to say kala nava chasuda. And they sell a tiny, and somebody who bought something b'shuk, and he comes to you, he bought a new car. And he comes to you, Zak Beisilo, and he asks you, you like my car? And you know this car is a lemon. Or you know that the car he thinks he got a bargain and really he didn't. So Zak Beisilo, you're supposed to tell him he bought a Mekach Tayla. You're supposed to tell him Zak Beisilo Mekach Ra. You're supposed to tell him Mekach Tayla. So what happens to Midvar Sheker Tirchak? It's clear not only these pekanis. It's clear whatever the gather Midvar Sheker Tirchak is, it's not, don't be mighty words from your mouth that are not true. That's not what Midvar Sheker means. Right, whatever the gather is, whether it means in the overall scheme, emes is defined as what's good for people, Or like some say that the gather of Midrash HaKetirchak is only in Beis Din, right? But to say something that's just stam, you know, just give you a white lie, so to speak. You know, oh yeah, you don't look fat, right? Whatever it is, you know, it's a nice shirt. So it make you feel good. So it's mutter. There's no problem at all doing that. Fakir might be a good thing to do that. Like this man seems to be saying, in this case, it's the correct thing to do. To go ahead and do something.
There's no shaker in this case. This.
What?
There's the Bible again.
It's the same shaker.
So what's the shaker?
Because you know it's not. You know you're not really inviting. This is the same case Rabbeinu Yonah is calling Spas Sheker. It's the exact same case. You know, Rabbeinu Yonah is calling that Sheker. He's saying this Gemara, this Gnevas Das, is the problem is Spas Sheker. He's Misoide Anefesh, not to speak Sheker, this is called Sheker.
What's the Sheker? Maybe it's a different
Shad. I don't think it's a different Shad, I think that's called the Sheker. To imply things, and to give an impression of one thing when you mean something else, is Sheker. That is Sheker. However, if you're going to do it, then to go ahead and make somebody feel good, or be Mishabeach the Caliph for the Chassan, or whatever it is, so that's not Sheker. Again, whatever will teach as the Teretz, why is not Sheker? That's not what Sheker is.
Well, maybe it is Sheker, but it's not.
Okay, maybe something's Deicher. Right? Maybe something's Deicher. When we learned Subas, I tried to find somebody who would say such a thing. But either
Rashi have to say something, you know.
Why? So Rashi is a different thing. So that's what I'm saying. You know, the problem is not Sheker. According to Rashi, he said it. He said, I'm opening the barrel for you. That's the only answer according to Rashi. Otherwise, Mateu, his Matas Atzma, if you don't say anything, give an impression that the bechlal not a problem. Rashi holds. It's either Rashi holds that's not Sheker, but it's not cool. It's also not cool that he's machzik leitayv bechinim, that I'm doing it. He's doing it himself. If somebody thinks that he owes me money and he gives me money, all right, maybe they're attacking, I'm stealing from him. But if somebody does me a favor in a way that he thinks that he owes me the favor, so that's not called stealing. That's what Rashi is going to say. Again, what the gather is, and how Rashi is going to answer Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha. I saw somebody who asked how Rashi is going to answer. He said the teretz, but I'm like teretz. Why is it so partial to the Gemara that it's also the Livdei Das Sabrius, even a guy, and yet in Baba Kama there's a machlekes whether to actually steal from the guy is mutter. According to Rashi, l'chayr is still going to be shver. Whatever the gather advarim is, according to Rashi, l'chayr it's not on the same. It shouldn't be worse than actual gezel. And yet Rashi seems to, the Gemara here doesn't seem to be Mechalik, or at least maybe the Gemara here is paskening Gezel Akam is also. I mean, that's possible to check the Shittas, whether every name here, Sushtos to the Shittas over there, who holds what. But Lamaisa, that Kasha at least will leave open how Rabbeinu Yonah is Vavarning that Kasha. Rabbeinu Yonah is dealing Mamish with that Kasha and saying that that's not a problem because here it's worse. That's what he's coming to Bavar.
Basically,
we're
saying that the
point of the
Yonah, this
Isser,
Gnevas Das, is equals Sheker, same thing.
Yeah. Or at least in the mead of it. And again, I don't know, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah holds that the Isser essay of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is saying you can't say out words of Sheker, and this is just the mead of Sheker, that's very possible. You know, I don't know exactly, you know, so we don't see from this Rabbeinu Yonah whether he's saying you're either Mamish on a Dairaisa, or it's just worse because it's misaydei anefesh to go ahead and speak emes. That and I don't know if we have to go that far to say Rabbeinu Yonah holds the over and I say.
Why is this a separate category?
Okay, I should point out that as far as I know, nobody's minding midvash haketirchak in the minyan emes. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but the Rambam is not minding midvash haketirchak.
Why is this a separate category? This is a specific type of cases that he's numerous about. It says.
Well, Chayyur, now these are cases where there would be a tzad hetter, right? You want to make the guy feel good.
Well, it's not.
You're making him feel good. Lamaisa, you're making him feel good that you came to greet him. You opened the barrel for him. might say is this is the category of white lies. Right? You're telling you're making him feel good. He's not learning like Rashi because now he'll be matzik taiva to you. That's not the problem according to Abinian. So here you're making it. It's begadir kalanava chasuna sakadaitach. Yeah, so you tell the person, oh, I'm so mechabed you that I'm going ahead and opening the barrel just for you. Really, you're not. Really, you have. So that's begadir sheker because you're not being. If it's mishum kvaidai, like the Gemara said. Rabbi says, "Shani ulu the chavalei the Rabbi Huda the Balavachin." I'm still coming. I'm sorry. The first one. But ulu. Right. I'm saying, if you would do it without that, or people will be mevaza him, like you see in the case of the oven. You're doing it that there's chaburis beir, and they'll see that you're matched with this person. So then, ain't chanami. Then it's muta. That's like lechayir. That's the same gather, whatever that is, as kalanava chasuda. That you're being mishabeach this person, they'll see that you're bringing jugs to this oval, and but if it's the oval who's going to think that, the oval thinks you're bringing him jugs, and he knows he's not going to drink. So mele, or you filled it with water, and you know he's not going to drink the barrel. So then the oval's going to feel good, or the oval's going to go ahead and think you're doing him a favor. So then that's check. But if it's to be mechabed him in the eyes of other people, and it's actually you're being mechabed him, even though you're not, even though it's fake, even though it's a trick, but you're being mechabed him, so then it's not checked. Then it's not checked. Right? You wanna? I don't know what exactly would fit in this gather. But if you give somebody fake jewelry, you give your wife fake jewelry, she doesn't know it's fake. Right? So maybe that the chayra. Maybe we could hear it sad. She's never going to find out. First, I could hear it sad that maybe it would be mutter, according to this, because Lamaisa, you know, you don't have the money to pay for what you want to give, but Lamaisa, you want to show her that she's chashuv in your eyes. I don't know where the line would be exactly. In other words, if this way people will see, if your kavan is this way, people will see how much you're matching. So maybe that's good enough. Her mother's going to see, oh, look what you gave. Maybe that's I don't know where the line is, but there could be such a sad that again, it practically is not going to be negaya because at some point she's going to find out. But
it's like
tricking
your wife, like flattery.
Yeah, so.
It's like the poor man who buys himself like expensive food and comes to the show and gets all
the time. There's a point where everybody's going to be masking his mother, right? You come home, she asks you, do you like the supper? And you can't stand it, right? But every night you say, you're the best cook in the world. Yes or no? Should you do that? Should you not do that? Mustami, you should do that. That's that Gemara, Kalanova Chasud. Right? She'll feel good, and Ba'atzim, she'll feel good, so then it's going to be not only Mutter, but L'chayri Mukhayif to do
it.
Again, the Gemara is Sushal to Mecca.
A new Mecca.
And if it's an old Mekach, he bought the car 2 years ago, and he says,
but
if you insult this car, he'll feel bad. Again, there are people in the world. It's hard to actually be masik, but there are people in the world that identify themselves with the car that they drive. Right? I don't even understand the musik of that, but there are people that they identify themselves by the car that they drive. So if you tell them that this is a second class car, they think owning a chveis, whatever it is, right? Alexis is chashuv, right? And you know it's out, right? They're behind the times. It's not chashuv anymore. Whatever the newest in car, that's the chashuv car. Right? They're 6 months behind the time. So you can't, even though they're very comfortable with their car, but you shouldn't tell them, hey, you know, Lexus is out, BMW is in, right? Well, that might be. It's in the simen, Agam and Shulchan Aruch. It's in the simen of Einas Dvar. This whole Indian is in the simen of Einas Dvar. But I didn't see anybody who describes it as being Einas Dvar. I mean, that might be that particular case might also be Einas Dvar. Yeah. It doesn't really. I don't see how it would fit. But it's in the simen is called Asil Hainis Bedvarim Velignay Das Abrios Olaramis Bemekach Umemri. That's the simen Reish Chafes. I don't know exactly, you know, it's just all in yonim of words. In some of that's why it's all in one siman, but I don't know how much of a deek it could make, in what it is. Anyway, so there seems to be a basic machlokes. There seems to be a basic machlokes whether, in other words, what will be the nafkamina, let's say, between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaina? Let's say it's a situation where the person will not be maksik taivati. You show him that you're doing something, and there's absolutely no way in the world that it'll come back to you, that he's gonna do anything for you, or he's gonna owe you any favors, he's gonna pay you back in any way. According to Rashi, l'chayr will be mutter. L'chayr, according to Rashi, will be mutter. Yeah, you're walking down the street, and you see somebody that you don't know from whatever, and you take out this piece of meat and you hand it to him, and he'll think, wow, this person gave me a chash of a piece of meat, and really it's the gidan ashes in there. So, what's the problem? According to Rashi, there's no problem. It's only when you're giving him a present. That means you have some relationship with him. You're giving it to your maid, and she's going to do a better job. Or you're giving it to your boss, and he's going to give you a better office. I don't know, whatever it is. That's when there's a problem. But if it's Tom, somebody you never met, and you don't know, and you just want to get rid of the piece of meat, and he's going to think you're doing him a bigger taiva than you actually did. So according to Rashi, l'chayr, there shouldn't be any problem. According to Rabbeinu Yaina, l'chayra, there's going to be the same problem in this case as in any other case. That's l'chayra, what the basic nafkamina will be between the two. I saw that in the Tshuvas Avne Yoshve. So he deals with the following shayla. So let's talk maybe a couple practical shaylas. A very interesting shayla. He says, let's say somebody is pulled over by a cop, or he's in court. They arrested him for something, whatever it is. And he wants to pretend that he's a foreigner. He wants to pretend he's a foreigner, that way there'll be more makel, and they realize he doesn't really know the culture, he doesn't understand what he's supposed to be doing. So he pretends he doesn't speak the language. He wants to pretend he doesn't speak that country's language. He doesn't speak English, he only speaks Spanish. Well, maybe that's the whole country's language. He only speaks French. Right? So, or whatever it is. So is he allowed to do that? He only speaks Yiddish. Right? So is he allowed to do that, or he's not allowed to do it? So he says, based on the chayra, that you it should be talui. The way that Avni Yoshe says it is, he says, in this case, the question is, right, so he wants to be talui in the Rashi and the Taisa, because he says, according to Rashi, you didn't say anything. You didn't say I'm a foreigner. You just implied it. Mashiach came like Taisvis, implying it is also awesome. So you can't go ahead and do it. Then he wants to say, even according to Rashi, maybe speaking that way is ki'ilu, you're saying that you don't speak the language. And if he asks you a question, you say, ech vashteinish. So he asks you a question in English. So you're saying, or you're saying, you say, make up some sentence in Yiddish. So you're showing, even if you say a pashtunish, then you're saying I don't know. But I'm saying if you say this, I speak Yiddish or something like that, but you don't say I don't speak English. So then it could be that's also called saying. It's more. He wants to say it's maybe more than just implying. In Rashi's case of implying, I don't know exactly what the gather is. So he says Lamaisa, but he wants to tell you that it would be awesome to go ahead and show something in a way that will get you off the hook. Now again, here is, he's talking when you be'etzem your chai. Now be'etzem you were speeding. Be'etzem you were driving whatever, you were driving your bike without a light or something. I don't know, or some such situation. But he says, let's say be'etzem they're picking on you, and you want to use this to get out of a knas, or get out of paying something that be'etzem you should be potter for. So there he says that the Gemara will be passed in Avin Inish Dina L'Nafshei, that if somebody's trying to take your money, so you could go ahead and you're allowed to go ahead and hit him to get out of it, based on the Tanoim and Shulchan Aruch. But he wants to say, so if they, let's say, pulled you over for speeding and you didn't speed, or something like that, then you're allowed to go ahead and do that, because you're allowed to even take matters, Avin Inish Dina L'Nafshei says that you're allowed to go ahead and take matters into your own hands. Now, I was thinking, it could be like Rabbeinu Yaina, that's not true. In other words, it could be like Rashi, to the whole point is that you're getting something you shouldn't be getting. Okay, so then over here you're getting something you should be getting, so it's not a problem. Masha ain't came like, you're even allowed to take it. You're allowed to go into the guy, depending on the circumstances, you're allowed to take it from the guy, because you don't have it coming to you. Masha ain't came, according to Rabbeinu Yaina, that the Vart is the Midas HaSheker, the speaking Sheker, so it could be, according to him, it would be Yosef. He brings another case over here, the Maisa Shahaya, somebody asked the Mishaila, that he was in a taxi with a bunch of other people, I guess like an Israeli type monit, and the taxi driver, he was the only Yid in the car. The taxi driver was a guy, and all the other people in the car were a guy, and the taxi driver charged each person 8 and him 10. So the guy pretended that he wanted to take down the guy's, I guess his taxi license or whatever it was, that he's going to report him to the cops. Meanwhile, he had absolutely no intention of doing such a thing over two shekel or whatever the amount was. He's not going to go ahead to report him to the police. But he pretended that's what he was going to do. So the guy chickened out and he made him pay the 8 instead of the 10. That was the rest. So the shaila was, is that mutter to do or not to do? So he wants to say, over there it's over in Sinil and Hashay, and it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do that. So that might depend on what we're saying, on what behavior is saying. Because if Rabbeinu Yain is only Osir when you actually say it, so here he didn't say it, he just started writing down the guy's license. But if even according to Rabbeinu Yaina, it's called Midas HaSheker, if you strongly imply something, so it could be according to Rabbeinu Yaina in that case, I was thinking now, it could be according to Rabbeinu Yaina, maybe even also would still be Osir to go ahead and do that under those circumstances. You could take 2 shekel out of the guy's pocket, it could be. But you can't go ahead and trick him. That's what will come out for Rabbeinu Yaina anyway. He's saying even the shittas that hold that gezel akum is mutter, but you're not allowed to trick the akum. So you can go ahead and hand them the 2 shekel and then grab them back. That would be more mutter than going ahead and implying something or suddenly saying something. You know, so it was l'chayr according to Rabbeinu Yaina, we push it. You're not allowed to say I'm going to report you to the police if you have no intention of doing it. That l'chayr should come out from Rabbeinu Yaina.
What's
wrong with
threatening?
Like
if he's threatening, doesn't necessarily mean
you're going to do it. Most of the majority, most of the time, he threatens him. He threatens him, he doesn't actually get it done. So would be also to do that?
Threatening is
like really staying fact. It's not really
just warning.
If you have no intention of doing it, if you're saying, I know, I'm threatening, and if you don't, I'm threatening you because I want you, if you don't do it, I'm going to go to the police. Right? So then that's fine.
You have to actually be.
I'm hoping you'll give me the 2 shekel back, and I won't have to go to the police. Obviously, that's what I'm saying. Right? If you don't give me my 2 shekel back, or if you don't give me the right price, then I'm going to the cops.
But if you do it, if you threaten and having no intention, but you know with this threat he's going to fully give in,
right? So if he gives, so according to what he's saying, he's asking you to move, because I'm an interesting last shay. You're allowed to do that. If you're asking, you have this list in those 2 shekel or whatever it was. But according to Rabbeinu Yaina, l'chayra should come out that it's us. So I'll check it, it's us. Hey, Nechanami, you have those 2 shekels coming to you. All right, so give them to him and grab them back. Or don't give them to him. Say, I'm not giving you to him.
Other than the Pasha is not a Hetter
and Shekhar? Pasha's not.
So then,
it's a Hetter and Gezel, but it's not a Hetter and Shekhar.
If you actually were no Isra Shekhar, there's no other...
So again, many say that the Isser of Midvar Shekhar Tichuk is a Yireyim, that the Isser of Midvar Shekhar Tichuk is in Bezna. All the examples that the Gemara gives, whenever the Gemara applies Midvar Shekhar Tichuk, it's Bezna Shabbos.
What about the word about him?
So that, at least the Rambam learns, that's also Midah type.
Yeah, that was a
pretty
idea.
If you say Hain, right, it's a lashon shvua. That's something else. That's
you
a
say you're going to do something and you have no intention of doing it.
Right.
So that Indian, that Gemara would apply in this case.
Pash. Right. You know, certainly, that's what Rabbeinu Yaina is saying. These 2 in Yanim are very similar, the same sort of thing. The hinshal chatzadik or the lashon chatzadik is also, but it might be certainly everybody in Maskin that there's an Indian of the midah taiva of only saying emes, but again, when you're making somebody else feel good, which is all these cases we're talking about, lemaisa, you're making somebody feel good, so it could be that there is no such thing, according to Rashi. As I think according to Rashi, Rashi is going to say, out the dvar sheker, there's no problem here. The Dvar Sheker is Ve'etzah, no problem, because Lamaisa, you're making the guy feel you're giving him cover. Again, the sugya is when you're making the guy feel that you're doing something.
That's not saying Shul
Shaker. According to Rashi, is when you set it out.
You said.
Rashi says the case is he said that he's opening the barrel only for him. That's all right. Taisus is. It's not mistabu with the mice of Rabbi Huzah. It doesn't make sense. But Rashi learned that it's, you set it out. If you just open the barrel and in front of him, that's not a problem. Like Rashi, he's gonna think you opened this for him. He was matas asim. He did it himself. You didn't do it. That's fine. Rashi learns the cases he said it before. Again, whether you're right, the first case, then maybe you'll have to say it's strongly. There's a case that together where it so strongly implies Keli said. That's fine. But the mice of that is that's what Rashi learns.
This has to be happening.
Rashi
says that you should look at the eyes of other people.
Right.
Saying that's the same thing as
standing and feeling for himself. Yeah. Or maybe Rashi learns that's the B'chal, the holy Nina of Kala Nava Chasid. Right? I don't know exactly where the line is.
But maybe there's a difference between other people who think that he's Pashav than just getting a compliment.
Right. Again, we have that Gemara with the Mekach Toiv, Mekach Ra, that you see that there is no Isser of Sheker, whatever the Pshat is, but there is no Isser of Sheker that the guy shouldn't feel big.
That's why a guy's marrying somebody, or
the guy you have to tell me what the chiluk is. There's a difference between making somebody feel bad the minute he bought something and making him feel bad a year later.
I understand
that there's
I understand
that, but in other words, so fine. So you're telling me if you come and visit somebody 2 years after he gets married. Right? So you should tell him, your wife's a Rishanta?
No, it's not for Kalam, but you can't say Kalam Suda.
He says, my wife is such a Tadekis. You should really, so you're supposed to say.
No, I definitely.
I mean, where? Yeah, 100%. Right? Kalam Nova Chasid. I mean, first day's like that. There's a mitzvah to go out of your way and go ahead and tell the Chasid, Kalam Nova Chasid. Right? You don't have to walk into somebody's house 5 years after they're married. Rebid, Shalom Aleichem, it's nice to meet you. By the way, Kalanov, your Ishtai Nov Chasuda. There's no such mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, go be Nesameach the Chasuda. Go ahead and tell him Kalanov Chasuda. Kaysim Rakhlan there, Kalanov Chasuda. That's the Chiddush of that. Go out of your way to tell him. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not Bavarni. That the Chiddush of the Gemara, Beis Shammai is not saying, go tell him that Kala Ka'ura whatever, right? Beis Shammai is not saying, go ahead and do that. They're still saying, there's a mitzvah, be misameach, go ahead and tell him lies. Go ahead and tell him lies. But Beis Hillel's Chiddush is in the Simchas Chasim Kala, not in the Dvar Sheker Terchik Shabbai. I mean, maybe there's a Chiddush in that too. But that l'chayra is any time. I don't know where you're right. He'll feel. I don't know. Maybe he'll feel worse. He might feel worse 5 years later. I don't even. I'm stomach. He would. Yeah. I don't know.
Trying to start it off.
You're trying to get it. I understand. That's in the stomach. Right. There is no particular mitzvah. Go be misameach somebody 5 years later. There's a big chesed. It makes somebody feel good about his marriage, about his car, whatever it is. There is avada such a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chesed. Here it's a particular mitzvah chesed when a person is starting to go ahead and be mechassed. That's true.
Also, Rashi says, Rashi goes out of his way to say, like,
Right. Right, you're right. It's a highly deal of breeze, right? So there's to him, maybe it doesn't mean something. The cases here are not so necessarily, maybe massive like Taiva, but without that, it's not so much. I don't know exactly where the line is, but the Ramesha Agav has a tshuva. You can talk about this Indian first date, so not that Chas and Shalom was ever negay anybody here. But Ramesha has a tshuva in Chayshem Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed, about cheating on tests. So there, Rav Meisher says that it's avada bechalal the iser of gevis das. He says much more than that. It's bechalal the iser of gezel mamish, because if a person gets a job based on his diploma, he's talking about cheating on the region, but in particular. But Lamaisa, he says it's bechalal this iser of gevis das. Now, it's pashut, I think it's pashut, even though all the cases we're talking about is when somebody is going ahead and implying or saying out something that's a sheker in order to make the person feel good. I can't go ahead and trick you in order to take something away from you. That's also the chalal gnevas das. If I make you think that this car works and it doesn't work, and you pay me for it, so farshteitzah, I'm over gezel, but I'm also over whatever the sister is of gnevas das. It's even when I'm telling you that it's a good car, and I did extra things for you, and I didn't really do extra things for you, it's just that's the way the car comes. That's the chiddush that is gnevas das, that you think I did something special for you. But farshteitzah, I make you think I did something special for you, and meanwhile I didn't do it, it's not there, that's farshteitzah, that's also the quality of gnevas das, besides anything else. Even if I'm not actually taking money out of your pocket and putting it in my pocket with etzem iser gezel, but that's farshteitzah, the iser of gnevas das. Rav Meisher goes further, he says, if somebody hires the person based on the fact that he has a degree or whatever it is, and meanwhile, he cheated on that degree, so Mamela, he's being over gezel, because the person wouldn't hire him if he doesn't have that degree. And Rav Meisher Bavarnes, and don't say that really the degree is doesn't mean anything, because if you know the malacha, so who cares about the degree? Rav Meisher says, Lamaisa people, since people are makpid on the degree, so then it's still gezel to take it, even if be'etzem you know everything that the degree has going along with it. Again, if a person never plans on getting a job, so then you wouldn't have that iser of gezel, but you would have just the iser that Rav Meisher is saying of gnevas das. If you never plan on using that degree or using the diploma, whatever it is, so then that particular iser wouldn't be negated. Okay.